Last week, the Trump-Pence administration announced changes to Title X funding. Title X is a Nixon-era federal health care program that provides funding for family planning and reproductive health services. Those services, which include cancer screenings, STI checks, birth control, and pregnancy testing, primarily serve low-income families and the uninsured. Under the proposed changes to Rule 10 title funding, which have yet to be ratified, clinics and programs receiving federal funds will not be allowed to provide abortion services or refer clients to healthcare providers that perform abortion services. Title X grantees, which include state and local health departments, as well as Planned Parenthood clinics and healthcare providers in between, refer to the new Trump-Pence administration rule as a domestic gag rule, because physicians could lose their funding if they refer a client to a healthcare provider that performs abortions. Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky's Vice President of Patient Services, Lynn Bunch, talks about how Planned Parenthood of Indiana's 20,000 annual clients may be affected by the Title X changes in today's feature report.
Title X program funding in Indiana allows low-income families, women, men, and young adults to seek health care and access low-cost health care for birth control, STI testing, cancer screenings, and other essential reproductive health care that without the Title X funding, this patient population has trouble accessing affordable care of this type. So the Title X funding serves thousands of Hoosiers across Indiana so that they can get the type of care that they're needing that's hard to get otherwise without this type of funding. Title X funding ensures that, you know, about 23,000 or more patients in Indiana can receive STI testing, birth control, cancer screenings, and other reproductive health care, but none of these dollars go into abortion care. The domestic gag rule proposed by the Trump and Pence administration changes Title X funding to prevent medical providers from sharing information with their patients about the full range of options during pregnancy. The gag rule refuses to allow us to present abortion as an option to our patients who are looking for all options available to them for their pregnancy. And because of our commitment to ethical patient care, it threatens Planned Parenthood's ability to continue participating in the program under this gag rule. Planned Parenthood will not withhold medical information from our patients, especially critical information people need for life-saving care. So this is, you know, not great news for anyone who can't afford the rising costs of health care, because the gag rule will dismantle the nation's only family planning program meant to ensure that people with low income can still access birth control, STI testing, cancer screenings, and other essential reproductive health care. We will not be able to accept Title X dollars any longer under this gag rule. So it imposes cost prohibitive and unnecessary physical separation requirements on the health centers that also provide abortion as an option, an effort to stop Planned Parenthood from participating in Title X, forcing health centers to build separate entrances and exits, construct whole new health centers, or hire a whole second staff of providers and nurses that would make costs more expensive for our patients and would keep us from being able to necessarily provide this low-cost care for the thousands of patients that have difficulty finding access to care because of their socioeconomic level. And that support that we get from the Title X dollars that allow us to provide this care at a lower cost will be removed. We will never force our physicians and nurses to censor themselves. We would never ask our patients to come to a health center that provides them with incomplete and inaccurate medical information. So if the Title X gag rule is implemented, we know that fewer health centers would accept these funds. And as a result, its patients are going to suffer because patients will not have access to the care that they need. We as Planned Parenthood will fight back with every avenue that we have, because it's our promise to our patients that we will always be here for them. Patients who, if we can't continue to provide affordable health care and reproductive health care rights care to our patients, then, you know, they'll go to other FQHCs to try to seek the same care. Possibly, yes, but those facilities can't, they don't have the capacity to accept the, you know, 24,000 patients that were served in our Title X facilities in 2017. and the centers that are in FQHC qualified now. So those patients will either wait times to get in to see another FQHC provider that has Title X funding so that they can continue to seek affordable care for them, or they won't seek care at all. I mean, we've seen this happen in many other states across our country, where funding was removed from Planned Parenthood, and, you know, STIs go up significantly, unplanned pregnancies increase because they can't get in to see a provider in a timely manner, so they just don't seek health care. This type of thing puts our women's health care at risk all across the country, but definitely in Indiana and Kentucky. And we're talking about breast and cervical cancer screenings, about STI and HIV tests, about preventative care, affordable birth control, and the Title X gag rule would dismantle that safety net program. And the impact is going to be putting all women in Indiana and Kentucky at risk. Title X is intended to serve those who otherwise would have trouble accessing health care. It's families with low income. It's people who live in rural areas. It's people who don't have health insurance. So when we take away that safety net for them, and like I said, Planned Parenthood will not accept gag rule funds, then those patients, those women, those men and young adults don't have that safety net to receive the high-quality reproductive health care services that they deserve. You know, in this country, we have a huge unmet need in general. And what this Title X gag rule does is punish those who already face a disproportionate barrier when it comes to health care. This rule going forward, again, just means that patients' rights, because of the Title X gag rule, also have a gag, which it prohibits doctors and nurses from telling our patients full and accurate medical information. It compromises the ability for them to seek and achieve the care in an affordable manner from one of the largest providers of reproductive health care. It puts everybody, women, men, and young adults in our country, and again in Indiana and Kentucky, at risk. You know, we have charity care funds within our, you know, centers and our affiliates across the country, and we have, you know, we try to support all patients that can't afford health care, regardless of whether they're going to a Title X center or to a regular self-sustaining center that provides family planning. But those dollars don't always go as far as they need to serve low-income and underinsured or uninsured patients. So when you take away some funding that we get federally to make that more possible to provide that kind of care in our Title X centers, which is, allows us to have more dollars to provide family planning and reproductive health care rights, health care, and the services that we talked about, the cancer screenings, the preventative care, STIs, treatment, birth control, it dips into those dollars and it makes it impossible for us. Not impossible. I mean, we'll continue to provide care, of course, but, you know, it just makes it more difficult.
Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky's Vice President of Patient Services, Lynn Bunch, speaking about the Trump-Pence administration's proposed rule changes to Title X family planning and reproductive health funding. Title X enables 4 million low-income women and families to receive access to birth control, breast and cervical cancer screenings, sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment, and other preventative care, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Title X funding cannot go to abortion services due to the 1979 Hyde Amendment. For more information on the proposed rule changes, go to WFHB.org following this broadcast.